AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. This is one of the busiest travel days of the year as people head home from Christmas gatherings or head to New Year's Eve celebrations. Our Rita Foley has some tips.
If you're going to be on the road in the next few days, AAA says the best time to travel is before noon. The worst time is between 2 in the afternoon and 8 in the evening. Gas prices have been falling recently. It's $3.12 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley.
If you received a BlendJet portable blender for a holiday gift, don't use it. Government safety regulators say there's a recall because the blenders can catch fire. Also, their blades can break off during use. Check the BlendJet company website for more details. The Pentagon's announcing a change on how it investigates sexual assaults and other serious crimes, with a plan to use independent lawyers to oversee the cases. While Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calls it an important reform, former Army lawyer Sean Timmons is not impressed.
We're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. Nothing will really change other than semantics and appearances.
A flap is brewing over Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley and her answer to questions about slavery. Here's our Sagar Magani.
In New Hampshire,
what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
The ex-South Carolina governor paused.
I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run.
Haley never mentioned slavery. The first black woman to chair South Carolina's Democratic Party says Haley's response was vile but unsurprising.
Despite objections from the families, the house where four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death last year is being torn down today. Unemployment claims tipped up slightly last week, but the four-week moving average shows a slight decline. This is AP News. The stated death toll from the Russian invasion of Ukraine appears to be sharply lower than the reality of the war's cost.
The Associated Press has concluded that at least hundreds of people died in floods after a Ukraine dam collapsed in June, far more than Russia had said. It has been over 6 months since the catastrophic explosion that destroyed the Kekhova Dam in the southern Kherson region. An AP investigation has found that Russian authorities vastly and deliberately undercounted the dead after the incident. Russian authorities took control of the issuance of death certificates, immediately removing bodies not claimed by family. They also prevented local health workers and volunteers from dealing with the dead. I'm Karen Chamas.
Flooding from heavy rains and melting snow still plaguing parts of Europe, including Germany, the Netherlands, and Hungary. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.